Magandang hapon po mga kababayan. Muli, narito na naman po kami at inyong makakapiling dito sa Samutsari Philippine Cultural Radio Program, broadcasting from 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay 26 na ng Marso. Tatlong linggo po kaming nawala kasi may mga nagkakasakit, may ikinasal. Kaya nandito po at babawi kami sa inyo. Ang aming pong kasama, kami po ngayon ni Jo ang nandito ngayon. Si Manang Trini at ang iba pa naming kasama ay medyo busy pa rin. But Jo, kumusta ka dyan?
Kamusta tita? Okay naman po. Ito, maayos naman po.
Very good. Maganda nga ang boses mo. Ang alam ko, medyo inuubo-ubo ka rin eh.
Nagbabago na ang klima ngayon. Nakita mo ba, tita? Palamig na.
Oo. Kaya ako laging nakapidyama. And may pandoble lagi.
Ako, sa inyo po, mag-ready-ready na po kayong maglabas ng inyong mga panlamig at mga comforter, no? At saka beanie.
Oo. Ako nakaprepare na. Ayan. So, ngayon po, ang mga inihanda namin ay medyo nakakatuwa. Itong fun facts po namin, ito ay Australia versus New Zealand. Kaya nakakatuwa. Maiksi lang po ito. And matutuwa din kayo. I am sure, pagdating kasi na sa ang pinag-uusapan ay kung alin ang magaling, kung Australia o New Zealand, natural, lahat ng mga Kiwis, including us Pinoy Kiwis, eh medyo, ano na, nahatak na dyan. Nakikipag-competensya na rin tayo. So, eto po, Australia versus New Zealand, both are positively stunning to take in. But when it comes down to it, you can only choose one to explore at a time. There's no bigger country versus country debate than Australia versus New Zealand. Okay, maybe that's not exactly true, but both countries have so much to offer in the way of culture, education, entertainment, and even water and land activities.
Nako.
It can be one heck of a challenge deciding which one to book for a visit. To make a potential travel decision easier or maybe tougher, we've come up with all the things to love about both by pointing out specifics that each country does well. It's our hope that future travel will be much easier while deciding which location speaks to your soul. Both countries are wildly adventurous and are positively stunning to take in. But when it comes down to it, it only can be explored one at a time. Here's a bit of help in deciding whether to be Team Australia or Team New Zealand. Jo, start with the Australia. Hello, Jo.
Yes, tita. Ang sabi nga, the Great Barrier Reef cannot be underestimated. Despite the trouble it has run into lately with coral bleaching, the Great Barrier Reef is still one of the 7 greatest wonders of the world. Full of diverse wildlife and beautiful coral formations, many boats offer day trips to snorkel amongst it all. So, ang tip po, magdala po kayo ng gamot para sa motion sickness. Ayan, kung mahihiluhin po kayo. Kasi those waters can be pretty tough or rough.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. At kung New Zealand naman po, South Island naman ay talagang napaka-attractive for maraming reason. New Zealand in itself is a sight to behold. Marami po tayong mountain ranges that look like something straight out of a CGI movie because they were. There's no end to the beauty you can witness here. For the active traveler, this is a great time to hit some trails and so do some exploring.
Ayan, ako, marami pa. Sa Australia naman po tayo, ang Sydney naman po ay nag-o-offer ng nightlife at nighttime harbor cruises. If the great outdoors is not exactly your thing, sa Sydney po, isa po siyang syudad o city. Nandun na po ang lahat, sabi nila. From cultural and political education to dining and nightlife. Sydney is basically the clean and polite version of New York City. Ang nighttime cruise po nila past the Opera House ay napakaganda pong pangitain. Kaya po, magbisita po kayo sa Sydney to do nightlife.
Ayan, at hindi naman po pahuhuli ang New Zealand. Kasi it can be traveled much more quickly from end to end. Mas maliit kasi ang New Zealand. Kung tutusin, malaki pa ang Sydney or anong tawag sa area ng Sydney, New South Wales rather, kaysa buong New Zealand. Kaya kung kayo po ay nagpaplanong magpunta dito sa New Zealand ng medyo mahaba-habang trip, much more of New Zealand can be seen in one day than Australia. Ang country pong New Zealand ay smaller, meaning siyempre mas mabilis itong bisitahin ang mga lugar na magaganda. And kung kayo'y talagang daring na mag-drive on the wrong side of the road, New Zealand is a great start to a road trip dahil ang gaganda po ng infrastructure ng New Zealand. Ang mga roads dito ay talagang ang gaganda. Laging tip-on-tip-top condition. Masyado pong magaling ang New Zealand sa infrastructure.
Ayan, ito pa po ang Australia naman po. Kung kayo naman po ay mahilig sa beach, ayan, ito po ay maganda para sa mga surfers lalo na. It's also the home of Bondi Beach, one of the most famous and dangerous in the world, sabi nga nila. Surfers will find no end to their thrill-seeking limits in Bondi Beach. As many places on Australia's Gold Coast offers premium surfing for beginners and experienced pros alike.
Mm-hmm. Ayan, at dito naman po sa New Zealand, ang ipinagmamalaki naman ay siyempre ang mga kayakers, hikers, and photographers kung saan talagang magugustuhan nila ang untouched beauty ng New Zealand. Marami po ditong cliffside, kaya yung mga mahilig sa kayaking o ganun din yung sa mga mountainside na hiking, marami po yung offer ang New Zealand na ganyan. Kaya kung yung pong talagang mga mahihilig sa nature, ang best part po na mayroon dito sa New Zealand, maraming tour companies at saka maraming activity parks na pamimilian. At kumpleto din po sa staff sila, sa mga taong tutulong sa inyo na at hindi sila mag-aatubiling tulungan ng mga turista para maging safe at gratifying ang experience ng mga bisita namin dito sa New Zealand. Ayan.
Ayan, ito pa po ang Australia is the outback. It's also an experience inside itself. For us in the West, the outback might just be a steakhouse, but for Australians, the outback is an experience with unique mountain formation and even more unique wildlife. This expansive land is still itching to be explored by those seeking adventure off the beaten path, literally.
Ah, And dito naman po sa New Zealand, siyempre, ang Maori culture naman ay talagang fascinating. Marami pong Maori tribes na talagang kilalang kilala sa buong New Zealand and Australia din. At kaya ang mga bisita po dito sa New Zealand, lagi silang may chance ang matuto ng maraming magagandang bagay tungkol sa mga Maori pagpunta nila dito. Marami din po ditong mga museums and traditional Maori dance performances. Hindi kayo malulungkot dahil o mawawala ng pupuntahan dahil hindi naman po hindi mahirap tanggapin o mahirap unawain ang kultura ng mga Maori para sa inyong rest and recreation dito sa New Zealand. Napakaganda po niyan.
Ayan, Australia Pink Hillier Lake is full of scientific wonder. This lake gets its coloring from a combination of natural minerals that turn into view. And it's open to visitors. It's just like any other sandy lake shore except the fact that the water is brilliant neon pink. It's worth the trip and the photos you'll take home afterwards. Naku, maganda siguro yung lake na yan.
Oo. At dito naman po sa New Zealand, eto naman, ang ipinagmamalaki naman natin dito ay ang hot springs and active geysers. Ang amazing pong itong mga springs na ito, hot springs na ito at geysers dito sa New Zealand ay nasa island mismo ito na malapit sa fault line. Ang ibig sabihin po, punong-puno ang bansa ng active geysers and volcanoes. And pwede kayong maglaro dahil maraming natural hot springs. Although ang iba po ay hindi safe bisitahin, pero marami namang national parks na nag-o-offer sa mga tourist ng magagandang areas din and tours. So kung medyo hindi po kayo ganadong or you don't want to venture pag sa mga malapit sa geysers at sa mga volcanoes, ayun, doon naman kayo sa mga national parks. At ang gaganda rin po.
At sa Australia naman po, the train travel is an option. Ang sabi nga po ay one unique aspect about traveling in Australia is that opposed to car or bus travel, visitors have the option to travel by a train, similar to how the Amtrak would work in North America. So Australia has a train system that allows travelers to hop aboard from time to time.
Mm-hmm. And dito naman po sa New Zealand, extreme sports were made for this country. Kasi po talagang lahat ng mga tao dito, including us mga Pinoys, ay mahilig na rin sa sports. There is nothing like speeding down a hillside at roughly 40 miles per hour. Kasi po pababa ang mga bundok, maliliit na bulubundukin, ang sarap magmaneho pababa. Mabilis. Hindi po yan exaggeration. New Zealand offers mountainside logging that allows visitors to speed drive down a steep paved road in luges complete with handlebars. Ayan. Don't worry, may mga helmet naman po nakasama sa rental. So hindi, it's safe talaga kayo.
Australia wild lovers will have the chance to meet their favorites like koalas and kangaroos, and dapat po pumunta kayo sa zoo sa Australia. We use that term lightly because normally what we think of petting zoo, we think of farm animals. In Australia, a kangaroo could be very well a farm animal because they're cute and watch those back legs.
Mm. And dito naman po sa New Zealand, less congestion means a breathtaking night sky view. Kasi kung hindi pa po kayo nakalabas ng bahay ninyo sa or rather ng tinitirahan ninyo na hotel or anumang tinutuluyan dito sa uncrowded na New Zealand landscape, gawin niyo po kasi hindi kayo madi-disappoint. Ang sky dito o ang langit ay parang mundo talaga na nag-uupreser ng magagandang estrella, mga star views na hindi kayo maniniwala ay pagkaganda-ganda. Kasi nga po, ang ibig sabihin ng less congestion means zero light pollution. Perfect po yan sa stargazing. Kaya ako talaga, nagyayabang ako, namangka kami, and in the evenings, sa dagat, nakahiga lang kami sa bangka at nanonood ng stars. Napakaganda talaga.
Ako, maganda yan talaga. At sabi nga po talaga, sa Australia naman po, no end to hostels and affordable accommodation. Since Australia daw po ay malaking bansa, it makes sense that it would offer more in the way of amenities. While New Zealand might offer unique overnight accommodation like farm stays, for example, Australia offers hostel life. They're pretty cheap and definitely worth it for younger and social travelers.
Ayan. And sa New Zealand naman po, ito talagang magical po kung kayo'y makikilangoy sa mga dolphins sa Kaikoura, sa bandang South Island po ito. Keep in mind na karamihan po sa Australia at New Zealand, ang mga animals na ito ay outside, nasa labas ng mga bayan-bayan. Ibig sabihin, mayroon pong magandang chance na makukuha kayo na makapag-swimming kayo sa dolphin pag talagang pumunta nga kayo ng Kaikoura sa south. Dahil ang mga marine life-watching excursions po ay ipinopromote nila. Sigurado po pag nakapunta kayo dito, isa yan sa magandang experience nyo.
Ayan, ako, madami pa pala, no? Australia, specifically Western Australia, offers bus wine tours. Something that you would not expect to see in Australia is a vineyard. Unlike dito sa New Zealand, marami talaga. Pero at least, not one so expansive. A popular destination is Yarra Valley in Australia. This is a vineyard whose wines most people are pretty familiar with, and the tours are available along with tastings, and the site surroundings are simply gorgeous.
And siyempre naman po sa New Zealand, a bit of farm life lies just on the outskirts of most big cities. Nag-o-offer po ang New Zealand ng mas marami sa labas ng Auckland, pero also worth checking din po na tingnan ninyo ang loob ng Auckland, kasi lalo na po doon sa mga medyo natatakot na lumabas at iwanan ang city life, karamihan po ng New Zealand ay farmland, and marami po ang pwedeng bisitahin anytime.
Speaking of which, tita, ang sabi naman nila, meron daw isang sacred land sa Australia. Ang tawag po ay Uluru. Ayan po ang sacred land doon na sinasabing o pinaniniwala ang over 600 million years old na daw. This popular spot for many tourists who are in the know, Uluru is a sacred Aboriginal rock formation. With that being said, tourists must be respectful of the land it sits on. But it is truly an amazing sight. Knowing that it's a millions of years old just makes it that much more humbling.
Totoo yan. And last but not least, ang New Zealand naman po talaga masisihan kayo sa dami ng fresh seafood and delectable desserts. Pareho pong bansa, Australia and New Zealand, ang pagkain ay masasarap at talagang flawless. Dahil ang mga fresh ingredients po and local meat ay talaga pong nagbibigay naman ng kasiyahan sa mga bisita, hindi lang dito sa New Zealand, but ganun din sa Australia. And siyempre pa po ang New Zealand being maliit na isla compared sa New sa Australia, marami pong fresh fish and their delicatessens. Siyempre po, hindi rin pwedeng hindi ipagmalaki. Meron po kaming Hokey Pokey ice cream na talagang kailangan matikman nyo, lalo na po yung toffee fans. Kasi talagang yung Hokey Pokey ice cream na yan, from young to old, gustong gusto po nila yan.
Yeah, naku. Ang dami kong natutunan ngayon tungkol sa Australia.
And New Zealand. So, bisita tayo, Jo. Magsabay tayo pagpunta ng New Zealand. I mean, ng Australia. Ako hindi magsasawa.
Correct. Talagang hindi ka magsawa, diba? At talagang inganyo na ano, na malaman niyan lahat na yan. Lalo na sa mga mahilig mag-travels. Para alam nila kung ano yung pupuntahan nila. Di ba?
Oo.
At talagang pang ano. Alam niyo ba, tita, nang noong March 6, 1827, this is today in history. Ludwig van Beethoven, isang German, ay namatay. That is liver cirrhosis at the age of 56.
Oo.
Beethoven. Talagang sikat na sikat yan, di ba, tita?
Pero may nakadiscovery na, di ba? Kung ano talaga yung kinamatay niya.
Eh, ano ba yan? Hindi ko yata alam yun. Ano ba?
Nakita ko kanina pero hindi ko tinignan dahil lang mamadali ako. Hindi mo ba nakita rin?
Hindi eh. Pero sabi nga, may noong March 26, 1941 naman, tita, cut the meat ration to 6 ounces weekly per person. O yan, sa UK yan. Talagang ganun. Bakit kaya ginawa yun, no, tita? Siguro, parang magtipid.
Siguro. Siguro.
Pero, tita, noong 1942, sa Pilipinas naman tayo dumako. Eh, pasaysayan ito. Manuel Quezon is the president of the Philippines back then. And his family
president siya.
Ina-evacuate by B-17 to Australia. The U.S. Navy and the Army forces agreed to give the Navy command of aircraft operating overseas to protect shipping and hunt submarines. And president of the Philippines evacuated by B-17 to Australia. Ayan.
Galing.
Ang nangyari sa Pilipinas naman nun. Kasi nung time yun ay March 26, 1942 ay ano, World War II history yan. Isa sa World War history. Dahil nung pong time na yon, yung US tanker Dixie Arrow was sinking after being torpedoed by German submarine U-71 off North Carolina. Yan po ay according sa US National Archives, Archive 520607. Yun pala yun.
Mm-hmm.
Mga ganun, tita, ano?
Ang galing-galing nga.
Eh, marami, marami pa talaga history talaga kita. Pero bago tayo pumunta pa sa anumang history at news, eh maghahanap na tayo ng ano, song, di ba?
Sige nga.
Sige nga, magandang makabagbag awitin. Makabagbag. Ayan, ako po, salamat po sa mga nagta-travel ngayon, pabalik sa kanilang mga tahanan. Kagaya namin, nako, tita, kakabalik-balik lang namin. Ito, galing Taupo. Ayan.
Ah, nagaling ba kayo ng Taupo?
Oo, weekender, tita. So, syempre, ayan po, isang masaya-masaya naman po, family bonding. So sa lahat po ng nagta-travel dyan, mag-ingat po kayo sa biyahe. At sabi nga kung ganun, dapat all eyes on the road. Huwag magsa-cellphone.
Talaga.
Ako, pero tita, pero hindi ko pala na banggit kanina na nung 87, yung 13 Martyrs of Bagong Bayan, isa doon ay si Braulio Rivera. Mm-hmm. Siya po yung sa Tondo, Manila siya pinanganak. Ayan. Braulio was the son of Jose Rivera, a worker of Tobacco Monopoly Administration. So, isa siya sa 13 Martyrs of Bagong Bayan. Ayan, noong March 26 din po yan. Ito na po ang aming inihandang kanta at sana po ay maibigan nyo.
Po umaasa, alam kong ito'y
Local news na tayo. At tayo po'y dadako na sa ating local news. New Zealand better off outside AUKUS, according to Helen Clark. Ang AUKUS po ay Australia, United Kingdom, and United States agreement. Former Prime Minister Helen Clark, sinabi po niya na the key Kiwi foreign policy thinkers believe that being left out of AUKUS will bring strategic advantages for New Zealand, including an improved relationship with China. Ayan, kahit na hindi tayo nakasali sa AUKUS, ito nga, meron siya tayong ibang chance. Tingnan natin kung magugustuhan kaya ng ating mga kapwa Kiwi yan. Ito, the huge defense agreement Australia has signed with the United Kingdom and the United States could also see New Zealand pressured to ratchet up spending on its own maritime defense. The fallout from Australia's deal to acquire nuclear submarines is being keenly assessed across the Tasman in New Zealand, which counts Australia as its only military ally. Being a part of AUKUS was a non-starter for Wellington given its long-standing non-nuclear stance. Mula po nang dumating ako ng 1983, talagang non-nuclear na ang New Zealand. Former Prime Minister Helen Clark has voiced her opinion to the deal, questioning the need to align so explicitly with American defense policy. According to Helen Clark, New Zealand interests do not lie in being associated with AUKUS. Association would be damaging to independent foreign policy. New Zealand prides itself on its independent foreign policy and its nuclear-free policy as reiterated by Foreign Minister Nanaya Mahuta, who is visiting China this week. Bah, mabilis siya. That won't change. New Zealanders don't want to see that change, sabi ni Mahuta. New Zealand's diplomatic dividend could extend into the Pacific, with Mahuta stressing that its Pacific-led approach to regional issues. Clark agreed with former Pacific Islands Forum Secretary General Meg Taylor, who argues Pacific nations were not consulted but instead sidelined by AUKUS. New Zealand's opposition has raised concerns with the deal. National Party Foreign Affairs spokesman Jerry Brownlee told AAP that AUKUS makes New Zealand less safe by painting China as the enemy and gives allied Trans-Tasman Defense Forces interoperability concerns. University of Otago Professor Robert Patman said New Zealand stood to benefit from its more nuanced relationship with China and other nations skeptical of AUKUS. China is too big to be contained. AUKUS give China a bit of a propaganda windfall, he told AAP. It enables them to reiterate their familiar narrative about the Cold War mentality of the United States and Australia and the UK. I don't think New Zealand strategically would benefit by being inside the organization. One of the great diplomatic assets of New Zealand, hard over the years, has been able to present itself as a country that's not afraid of making independent decisions. Patman said being outside AUKUS would allow New Zealand to diversify its trade more easily with Southeast Asian nations that did not like the tie-up. Also, Winston Peters, the grand veteran of New Zealand diplomacy and foreign minister under Clark and Jacinda Ardern, said there was a danger in overanalyzing the AUKUS agreement. It just means that Australia intends to have better defense utility, sabi po ni Winston Peters yan. Tumawa pa si Winston Peters dahil sinabi ng opposition for eating na to deal, saying Australia needed more military heft and the former Australian PM was talking bulldust. The 77-year-old AUKUS showed the need for increased military investments in New Zealand, attacking Brownlee's argument that New Zealand was made less safe by AUKUS. That is an astonishing statement to make, sabi po yan ni Peters. That reality is, as proven to be true in so many cases in history, the best deterrence from attacks is the threat that the attack is going to be a failure. Patman agreed that with the need for New Zealand to follow Australia in growing its naval strength. New Zealand has the fourth or fifth largest exclusive economic zone in the world to defend, and it seems that we need a lot more investment in maritime capabilities, sabi pa ni Patman. There's going to be an increasing number of countries competing for resources in the future, and that very large economic exclusive zone might look quite tempting. Ayan po. Yan ang resulta ng discussions against AUKUS na hindi kasali ang New Zealand.
Okay. Interesting, di ba? Ito naman po ang news. Ang Auckland Council naman po ay nag-vote po to leave local government New Zealand. Yan po ay force ng One News. One News po yan. So, the votes were tied 10-all before Mayor Wayne Brown used his casting vote in favor of leaving. The local government New Zealand is a representative group for local government across, and the Aotearoa, and provides advocacy and support for local councils. In favor of leaving were Mike Lee, Daniel Newman, Greg Sayers, Desley Simpson, Sharon Stewart, Ken Turner, Wayne Walker, Maurice Williamson, John Watson, and Mayor Brown. So, voting to remain part of the LGNC were Andy Baker, Josephine Bartley, Angela Dalton, Grace Darby, Julie Ferrey of Filipina, Lottie Fully, and Shane Henderson, Richard Hills, and Karen Leone. So, debate arguing the pros and cons for staying or leaving went back and forth for over an hour before the vote. Grace Darby, who voted to stay, said that the move was cold-hearted and contributing knowledge to other territorial authorities was important. Wayne Walker said it made sense to get out. Local government was nothing but a hindrance when it comes to addressing important issues council faced, such as the climate change. He said council should take more international approach, looking to the cities like Seoul for guidance. The Super City Council is currently facing a budget hole of nearly $300 million. Ayan.
Laki. Laki niyan.
Bago tayo magpatuloy, tita, magbigay ulit tayo ng sapang kanta. Diyan po muna kayo. Ngayon, babawi na Challenge for the easy, fresh, and pleasant look for your work from home setup, interviews, or any online chuvaness. It's not that hard to be pretty, of course, especially during busy schedule, right? So before we start, I would like to give you one beauty tip. Of course, before putting any makeup, make sure that your skin is moisturized and hydrated. Because whenever your skin is hydrated, that glow on your skin is different. Super visible. Now, let's start. Timer starts now. Makeup, of course, we have to conceal dark eye bags. Any dark spots if you have. Well, I do have, so let's cover it. Then, let's do this. Eyebrow. So,
honestly, for work from home online setup, you just need something that will give your eyebrows some volume to give you that fresh look. Okay, next is cheek. So I'm using this Morphe cheek balm for that fresh look. We put it here. And then, keep your eyes wide awake so your boss doesn't see your tiredness and laziness all throughout the day. Put mascara! Open up your eyes and see the beauty, not imperfection. Okay, next is a lipstick. And then, I forgot, this is the last one. Highlighter. Highlighter will give you that glow look and very fresh, young look. So, that's it, guys! Woo! And make sure that you fix your hair. Fix your hair. You can put it down like this. Hi. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coffee. And then, you can put your hair up for a more professional look. Especially if you have meetings, interviews, anything that you do with your life, go right ahead. Tie your hair up and then just give some side bangs if you do have like a, this is what they call curtain bangs if you do have. And that's it. Hi. Hi, how are you? Oh, yes. Success meeting. So I hope we achieve the 2 minute makeup look. So it doesn't have to be so hard. It takes short time to be pretty, especially during your busy schedules. And this is what we need, right? So again, guys, this is Angela Tin, and see you next Sunday. If you guys have any suggestions or comments, then leave it down below or let us know and make sure that you already like.
At tayo po'y dadako na sa ating special item, ang Buhay Pinoy. Dahil siyempre pa po, malapit ang mahal na araw, kaya eto, maganda po ito.
Ano po ba yan, ta?
Eto, what is Santo Inquero?
Ano nga ba yun?
Mm-hmm. A procession of the Santo Inquero is the last of the activities of the Cebu Metropolitan Cathedral for the day, Good Friday, as shown in this 2019 photo. Hindi ninyo makikita, pero ako'y tuwan-tuwa sa nakikita ko. Ang totoo niyan, si Jesus nakahiga at na, kasi patay na siya. Pinaglalamayan, kumbaga. And ito na po ang magandang pangyayari. A priest's encounter with law enforcers in a checkpoint in Kidapawan City sa Cebu po yan, captured the internet's attention lately in what seemed a thriller comedy movie in the making. Police hailed Father Jonel Peroy Star after suspecting a dead body on the back seat. The figure, however, turned out to be the sculpture of the dead Christ. A worried Father Peroy explained that he was carrying the image of the Santo Inquero wrapped in plastic as part of their parish church's upcoming Lenten activities. The police in turn had a good laugh and apologized to the priest. So, what is Santo Inquero? Ang Santo Inquero po, bakit ba it looks like a dead body? It is because it literally means holy burial in Spanish. Yan po ang ibig sabihin ng Santo Inquero, holy burial. Kumbaga, libig. The term is also used to name one of the highlights during Holy Week. And the statue of the dead Christ, the one Father Peri carried in his car. Ang statue pong iyan, as an image, considers of an ornately designed calandra, the local term referring to the bier that will carry the statue of the dead Christ. In most cases, the calandra is adorned with flowers for mourning. But the image of the dead Christ, on the other hand, can be either bare or covered to the neck in a shroud of red, white, black, or gold. At dahil po yan ay Lenten activity, ang Santo Entierro is held every Good Friday. Like the name suggests, it depicts the moments after Christ died on the cross. Churches and devotees hold the Santo Entierro through various ways. In some areas, like in Bantayan Island in northern Cebu, the Santo Entierro is the highlight of its solemn procession every Good Friday. The procession also includes images of other saints. Other localities place the image of the dead Christ inside a church where the faithful venerate they by kissing or touching the image. When COVID-19 became a pandemic, church officials in Cebu suspended all outdoor activities during the Holy Week, including those involving the Santo Entierro, but for 2 years. They only returned in 2022. In essence, regardless of its design and the nature of the activity, the Santo Entierro symbolizes Jesus Christ's sacrifice for humankind's salvation. Yun po yun.
Ako, yun pala yun, no? Malapit na lang po ang mahal na araw. Ayan. So, sa mga magpo-fasting at saka nag-o-observe ng Lent po. Ayan. Meron pa po tayong isang local news naman po. Ito po ay ayon naman po sa Inquirer.net. Sabi dito, only 3 prosecutions, convictions for a drug war-related EG case since 2016, U.S. report. There have been 3 prosecutions and convictions for extrajudicial killings in connection to the drug war on drugs since 2016, a report noted. The 2022 country reports on human rights practices published by the U.S. on its Department of State website on Monday, U.S. time, showed that the Philippine National Police were recorded to commit arbitrary or unlawful killing related to the anti-drug operations. Impunity was a significant problem in the security forces, particularly in the PNP. The local and international human rights organizations, such as the Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, describe widespread impunity for killings. That was written in the report. There were no prosecutions or convictions for extrajudicial killings in the year to October and just 3 since that start of the drug war in 2016. Citing the data, the report said that the 321 police officers were administratively charged these killings during the anti-drug stings from January to July last year. 233 personnel were referred to Philippine National Police Disciplinary Authority. 4 were suspended and 229 were absolved. Authorities have conducted about 15,000 operations from January to May last year in a bid to rid the country of illegal narcotics, government figures stated. The PNP International Affairs Service looked into 74 assassinations during the anti-drug stings from January to July 2022. And from July 1 to November 7, 2022, a total of 46 suspects were killed during the operations. The Commission of Human Rights probed 111 complaints of supposed extrajudicial or politically motivated killings allegedly perpetrated by the Philippine National Police officers and insurgents, among others, until August of 2022. The report meanwhile said that the Armed Forces of the Philippines Center for Law or of armed conflict did not receive any accusations from extrajudicial killings, forced disappearances, and other rights abuses among its members from January to October 2022. The CHR, however, listed 9 cases involving 41 persons victimized by abduction and enforced disappearance from January to July last year. In 2016, the President Rodrigo Duterte launched an anti-illegal drug campaign in the country, and the government data showed that there are 6,248 drug war fatalities as of April 2022, but the human rights organization's figures are significantly higher than that, over 20,000. Duterte and then PNP chief and incumbent Senator Ronald Bator de la Rosa are currently under scrutiny for the International Criminal Court alleged crimes against humanity.
The figure doesn't count talaga. I mean, bakit ang daming namatay pero tatatlo lang, pupunti lang ang naparusahan. Maraming inimbestigahan pero lahat nagsuwelto. Mali. Talagang dapat yan talagang ang International Criminal Court, I'm sure, talagang aayusin nila yan. Gagawa nila ng paraan na lumabas ang totoo. Managot ang dapat managot. At ito po, isa pa naman sa ating Philippine News. 93% of Filipinos felt impact of climate change according to a recent survey. At yan po ay galing sa social weather stations na na-release lang noon Friday. Na ito nga daw pong 93% of adult Filipinos na naka-experience ng climate change in the last 3 years. Ang survey pong ito showed that 17% of respondents felt the severe impact of climate change, while 52% felt a moderate impact. Meanwhile, 24% naman nagsabing ang climate change has little impact on them, and 6% did not experience any impact. So magkakaiba, no? Ayan. With the apparent widespread impact of climate change, the SWS or Social Weather Stations found that most Filipinos maintained an optimistic attitude toward combating climate change. The survey also found 88% agreeing, 51% strongly agree, 37% somewhat agree, and with the statement that people like me can do something to reduce climate risk or risks resulting from climate change. 10% undecided and 3% disagreeing, meaning 2% somewhat disagree and only 1% strongly disagree. Correctly rounded, yan po ang sabi ng social weather stations. The social weather stations likewise found that 76% or 3 out of 4 Filipinos think that humanity could do something to mitigate the effects of climate change if they really tried. 23% think climate change is beyond humanity's control. 1% is unsure. In terms of climate change awareness, the social weather system found that there is a very high awareness of selected solutions to reduce the negative effects of climate change, with 4 out of 5 Filipinos knowing what climate change is previously. The fourth quarter of 2022, the social weather survey was conducted from December 10 to 14, 2022, using face-to-face interviews of 1,200 adults, meaning 18-year-olds and above, nationwide, and 300 each in Metro Manila, Balance, Luzon, the Visayas, and Mindanao. Face-to-face is the standard interviewing method for social weather stations. Ayan po yan.
Alaga namang marami nang nangyayari sa buong mundo, hindi lang sa Pilipinas.
Oo. But at least positive thinking ang Pinoy pagdating sa climate change, ha?
Kagaya dito, tita, di ba? Kamakailan lang yung cyclone.
Oo, grabe ang effect dito ng cyclone. Mm-hmm. Oh, lalo na doon sa...
Sa ibang parte ng mundo, tita, nakakaranas yan. May
oo.
Di ba? Medyo marami-rami nang nangyayari talaga. So,
oo.
Hopefully, we still be very vigilant about it. Like yung garbage disposal, yung ating segregation, yung ating pagtatanim ng mga no, paggamit din ng maraming nature, ano, di ba?
Oo.
Kasi pagka nawala ng puno, nawawalan din ng mga animals or birds, yung mga species, yung mga endangered. Diba? Mm-hmm.
Dahil wala silang pagtataguan, sa, nasa open air sila, ayun, so lumilipat ng ibang lugar.
Mm. Ayan, ako, marami na naman tayong matapos. At dahil dyan, ako, tita, mayroon ka bang babatiin?
Siyempre pa. Mayroon akong kaibig. Oo, meron akong kaibigang ikakasal sa April 14. Sina Royce and Suzanne. Royce Bukiron, Bicolano ito, and ang kanyang mahal ay Australiana. Si Suzanne Corpera. Corpora.
Ah,
at siyempre,
lalo
congrats. Napakaganda. Kasal yan. Oo. And, pinaaga nila dahil ayaw nilang abutan ng hindi magandang climate. Pero ang kanilang scheduled na honeymoon ay sa June pa. Ah, August pala. Ayan.
Friday happy yung nila, tita.
Mm-hmm.
April, ano sabi mo? 14?
Oo. At syempre pa ang mga Pinoy naman. Meron pong Filipino Festival sa April 1st. Manood po kayo. Diyan po yan sa Auckland City Library. Mula 10 o'clock po ng umaga hanggang alas 2 ng hapon. At makakakita po kayo talaga ng iba't ibang kultura na ipakikita ng mga Pinoy. Merong poetry reading, mayroong may arnis, mayroong folk dancing siyempre, magtitinikling ang at kuradang ang samutsari tandem. Meron din namang fashion show ng mga Pinoy na i-display ang different costumes ng mga Pilipino. Meron ding magbabasa naman ng Noli Mitanghere and El Filibusterismo novel ni Jose P. Rizal, ng ating national hero, in Tagalog, and itatranslate naman, ayan po ay si Roy Bukiron, at itatranslate naman sa English ni Suzanne Corpora. At marami pa po, kaya manood kayo, dahil meron din pong lunch. Siyempre, bibili tayo. Kanya-kanyang bilip po tayo, pero mura lang yan. Dalawang Pinoy group ang magtitinda. Ang Home Cook sa North Shore at ang Pino Plus. Kaya masarap po ang mga pagkain. I think ang lunch time is about from 12:30 to 1:30. Pero huwag po kayong pumunta doon sa lunch lang. 10 o'clock, nandun na po kayo, talagang masisihan po kayo sa mga inihanda namin. Ang kultura po natin ay talagang kakaiba at kaaya-aya. Kaya marami pong natutuwang mga New Zealanders sa ating mga Pinoy. Sa April 2 naman po, the same, meron namang cultural event din po ito, pero hindi lang mga Pilipino, kundi lahat ng mga iba't ibang culture group dito sa New Zealand. Yan naman po ay gaganapin sa Mount Roskill. Nakalimutan ko ang lugar, but ilalabas uli po yan next Sunday. Babanggitin po namin uli sa Mount Roskill po yan. And manood din kayo, yan ay bali ganun din from 10 o'clock to about 3 o'clock. And marami po kayong, 9 o'clock pala to 3 o'clock, dahil marami nga pong iba't ibang kultura kayong mapapanood at makakasalamuha, at marami din iba't ibang cultural food na makakain. Siyempre bibili tayo, kanya-kanyang bili. Ayan po yan, enjoy tayong lahat.
Ayan, ako tita. At saka babatiin ko lang din, tita. Nagkaarawan last week. At saka, at saka ako, tita, today.
Oh, ikaw at saka. So, ginabatid ko na sarili mo. Parang nato dyan.
Anyway po, ay, nako. At saka po sa mga magsa-celebrate po ng mga kanilang mga birthdays po. At siyempre pa kay Bench last week din po. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Bench. Yung mga regalo mo nandito pa sa akin. Hindi pa kami nagkikita-kita.
Bakit malapit? Yeah, malapit na yan. At bago po tayo mag-tapos, meron po kami mga ilang ipapalabas o ipapa-play po na mga songs. Sana po ay maibigan nyo. Maraming salamat po sa pagsama po nyo sa amin. At mag-ingat po kayo. Stay safe. At always drink water. Lalo na po ngayon na maraming umuubo-ubo.
Oo, ako nga ay makati ang dalamunan ko. Hopefully, wala naman. Talaga lang sigurong dahil malamig. Hindi nga ako nagbubukas ng bintana eh. I mean, walang nakabukas ang bintana pero sunlight lang gusto kong ipapasok, hindi ang lamig sa labas.
Correct.
Dahil,
Thank you. Ayan. Oh, ulit, napagsama po sa amin. At hanggang sa muli po.
Magandang gabi pong muli at hanggang sa muli. Si Tita Birds po ito, nagpupugay. Magsaya po tayong lahat. Magandang gabi.
Tan. 3 years na ako dito sa New Zealand. Isa akong dati art director sa Pilipinas for an advertising agency and sa GMA. Marami akong sinubukan nga rito ng gawin, so pero hindi nawala yung passion ko for arts. Malaking bagay yung napasok akong pintor dito na natutunan ko yung how to prep a wall, yung mga masking, ganun. So naisip ko yung matranslate yung passion ko sa arts sa paggawa ng mural. Marami rito mga art contest. So binibigyan nila ng chance yung mga budding artists o local artists. Parang gagawa ko for community. Unang contest na sinalihan ko is for chorus. So yung chorus cabinet, pinapapintahan nila yun ng mural. Sumali ko, trinay ko, ang sarap. Nanalo ako. Nandun yun sa may Y-Row, sa may Diana Drive. Mga natutunan ko as a painter, na-apply ko siya. Ang second project ko, nakilala ko yung Auckland Council anti-graffiti group. Binigyan lang ako ng project, binigyan lang ako ng chance to paint a pedestrian underpass. Ito. Kasi ang pangit nito dati, ang dumi. Puro vandal. So, naging part ako ng project na to. Kinontract nila ako for mural.
Makakatuwa nga kasi habang pinipain ko to, dumadaan sila, that's me, that's us. Ganun sila. Nakakatuwa. Instant yung gratification as an artist.
Natuwa naman yung Auckland Council sa project na ito. So, nagkaroon pa ako uli ng next project naman sa city center sa Auckland. So, may junction ng Durham and High Street. Ang project ko dun eh, parang mag, as a graphic design naman, mag gumawa ng directional street sign. And nagpaint din ako ng box na vector naman this time. Pero ganun ba din yung experience? Masaya. Yung mga tao, appreciative. Talagang binibigyan ka ng encouragement. Supportive sila rito eh, sa mga artists. Marami akong nakikilala. Tapos may mga photographers. Sinasabihan nila ako, pwede ba kitang kunan? Ganun. Nakakatuwa yung ginagawa mo. Yung mga street art na ginagawa ko rito sa Auckland, very fulfilling, ang saya. Kasi nakakatulong ka sa community. Napapaganda mo yung ano, yung community. For, on my part, nagagawa ko yung gusto ko as an artist. Sa mga kapwa ko artist na medyo nabago yung buhay dito sa Auckland, sa New Zealand, huwag kayong mawala ng pag-asa. Ang daming opportunity dito na pwedeng gawin. So, isa na nga yung mga contest. Ang daming pwedeng salihan. Sali lang tayo ng sali. Kasi hindi natin alam. Yun yung opportunity natin, di ba? Na mapalawak yung ano natin. Yung craft natin as an artist. Ako po si Dong Tan, artist Tahel.
Iba'y